Here we go. My wife and I are flying to Hawaii, out of Chicago. I'm wearing a sport coat, dress shirt, dress slacks, penny loafers. No necktie, though there are suits and ties around us. Dodger's wearing a skirt and blouse, dressy, dressed up, as we say. Long flight, 10, 11 hours. We're in a time machine, effectively, one of the wonders of postmodern tourism, and it does mess with your inner clock, your inner everything. The airlines know this, and in their laser focus on market and audience, they do what they can to accommodate. Not long after takeoff, we're handed menus, actual menus. You order dinner, steak, chicken or pasta, with sides and salad, dessert, choice of red or white wine, or anything else, really. No money, real or plastic, changes hands. It'd be naive to claim that dinner is free, but it feels free. It was calculated into the cost of the ticket you bought 2 months ago. And when the meal is delivered, it's good. Hot, flavorful, generous portions, a second glass of wine if you want one. Several hours later, it's time for breakfast. Same arrangement, choices, attentive service, good food. The seats are comfortable enough with decent leg room, the aisle wide enough that no one's elbowing your head on their way to and from the restroom. People are polite and happy, as they should be. We're on our way to Honolulu. Okay, time to fess up here. This was 40 years ago. 40 years ago, you showed up an hour before departure, checked your luggage, then made your way straight to the gate. Loved ones could accompany you. Grandkids could watch your plane take off. What happened? What happened? Well, for one thing, there are so many of us flying now, the airlines don't have to concern themselves with how small the seats are, how cramped the legroom, how narrow the aisles. Their only goal is to get as many bodies as possible onto every single flight. So except for the 12 people in first class, nobody's comfortable. Nobody's happy. We fly for different reasons, to escape something, the cold or boredom, or to get to somewhere we need to be temporarily, a funeral, a Santana concert. Flight is the answer, uncomfortable as it is. Nobody dresses up anymore. Folks fly in pajamas and tank tops and blue jeans that are barely blue and not even there in places. The food, if there is any, is only nominally food, which you pay for from your seat. It's all marked up 50%. A glass of wine will change your travel budget. You have to get to the airport a half day before takeoff. After kissing your loved ones goodbye out at the curb, a crazy place where nobody feels loved, the moment you enter a terminal, you're standing in a line you can't see the end of, especially if you're at the end. You can't get through the new security procedures wearing shoes or a belt or your watch or with a cross pen in your pocket, never mind a full-size tube of toothpaste in your ditty bag. Things will go better if you fork over the $200 they charge for the privilege of getting fingerprinted and eye scanned and having the euphemism pre-check added to your profile, though pre-check doesn't work always and everywhere. Back to what happened. Two theories. One, the world is growing angrier daily at itself, with implications for flight rules and regs. And two, we're just not sure anymore. Is flight the end of the problem, or is flight the opposite of the problem?